This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You have an update now for you on the breaking news that we've been following. There has been a shooting outside of NSA headquarters in Fort Meade, Maryland. You can see now on your screen the aftermath. Here, this happened right near a security gate of the campus. And if you look closely, that is a black SUV. You can see bullet holes in the front window of that vehicle. It appears to have crashed into a security barrier. We don't know the backstory of the bullet holes, if that's what other security guards were using to stop the driver or if they came from the inside. The NSA says the situation is now under control, though local media is reporting that as many as three people have been shot there. Our CNN affiliate, WJLA, reports that the suspect is in custody. We don't have any information about the suspect. We don't have a description yet. We don't know even male, female. We don't know anything about who this person was. We hope that authorities will share that with us. The White House says that President Trump has been briefed on this shooting. Obviously, they, too, are waiting for more information. So, very scary situation, but it looks like the security barriers stopped that car. They worked. Again, this was the NSA headquarters, so you can imagine how much security was around there at Fort Meade. And we will let you know as soon as we know the situation with any of the injured people as well as the suspect. That's the latest information that we have, Chris.
All right. Well, the agency said that situation under control, no ongoing security or safety threat as of this moment. Glad you could be with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. So what did you make of the intelligence report and the statement? I thought it was a rather awesome statement, pretty much straightforward. The United States is under attack, were the words. This leaders of the U.S. intelligence agencies warned that Russia will try to interfere in the 2018 U.S. midterm elections by using social media to spread propaganda and misleading reports. So everybody is on board to keep an eye on Russia. Dan Coats, the director of national intelligence, told the Congressional Committee that Russia and other foreign entities were likely to attack the U.S. and European elections this year and beyond, adding that Moscow believes similar efforts successfully undermined U.S. democracy 2 years ago. Okay. Coates says that a former senator appointed by President Donald Trump as Washington's top intelligence official said he had already seen evidence Russia was targeting U.S. elections in November. As I said early, that it was Dan Coates at the Senate Intelligence Committee annual hearing on worldwide threats, quote unquote, saying the United States is under attack. So what do you think about that? And we're going to be talking with Dr. N. Pierce in just a moment. Of course, policy and foreign policy expert. Her timing could not be better in light of this this new report that is coming forth. Also, this hour, we are going to be talking a little cooler talk time. We've got Andrea Kay with us, national TV radio host. I'm curious, Scott. Maybe it is Valentine's Day and all. We get her take on what's going on with this Rob Porter deal. This seems like it's going to be something people want to talk about it. I mean, it's uncomfortable, but we need to talk about it and be forewarned. I mean, we're just, the fact that it's coming back again, the hashtag movement, all this stuff. And as Jenny Beth Martin said, that this was one of her concerns, I guess, is that in light of the conversation, like everything in the public square, it runs to extremes and then we find some middle. It's just, the extremes that we're going to have to deal with for a little bit until we, hopefully arrive at, you know, a solution as best we can this side of heaven in dealing with domestic abuse. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes, coming at 5 minutes after the top of the hour, as promised. Dr. Ann Pierce, author, commentator, and scholar. Coming up next right here. Stay with us.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, Dr. Ann Pierce, as promised, author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society, joins us on this happy Valentine's Day. Dr. Pierce, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here, and it's also special because it's Valentine's Day, and we appreciate you. Yeah, why not? What did you make of Dan Coats' announcement? I think is still ringing around the Beltway. The director of National Intelligence just put it very simply: America is under attack.
Oh yes, there is this recent intelligence report, and Coats is emphasizing it. And what they're saying is risks abroad continue to increase. And, of course, there was the emphasis upon the fact that Russia is likely to interfere in our midterm elections. But there was also the emphasis upon North Korea, Iran, the Taliban, and Afghanistan, emphasizing especially that North Korea is likely after the games to restart ballistic missile tests, that Iran is trying to expand its influence yet further in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. And in general, we are dealing with this world that is exploding all over, and that's what I've talked about in A Perilous Path and elsewhere, is that when you look around the world, it's not a pretty picture, and the United States is trying to deal with this.
Well, kind of amazing. You know, in your book, you were saying things that foreign policy officials were not saying out in public, and I think that was one of your motivations to write the book, is that it appeared that America's foreign policy had its head in the sand, and regardless of any lines that were drawn, those were all irrelevant. It was just pomp and posturing. But now to have a sober assessment, you know, we've had, you know, threats outside and, you know, said, look, it's death to America. And, you know, some of these countries that we even give money to, it's been their, you know, their followers and their citizens that have declared war on America. But this is, I think, the first time that I'm aware of that somebody has flat out just come out and said that the United States is under attack.
Yeah, well, I attend a fair number of hearings on the Hill, and I hear that kind of thing being said in these hearings fairly often, but it just doesn't make it to the press.
Exactly, that's the point.
Yeah, it's just that for the press to actually pick up on it, no, they're too busy looking for anything that can bring Trump down or bring Pence down or that can basically just divide us. In the meantime, we do have all these external threats, and we could use just a little bit of harmony in this country because we have so much to face. And it's scary that the press does not focus on all these escalating threats around the globe. And it does so more than it did when I wrote A Perilous Path. I mean, at that time, as you said, the reason I wrote the book was there was utter and total quiet on Obama, Clinton, and Kerry foreign policy for the most part, even though they were abandoning our best foreign policy traditions, which emphasized peace through strength and human rights. They were downgrading our defenses, de-emphasizing our ideals, reaching out to the world's worst dictators, and negotiating with them without any preconditions, and pretty much ignoring escalating threats from hostile regimes and extremist groups around the globe. And so you fast forward to today, and you see this worldwide, there are not words to describe, really, in my opinion, how unstable the world is now. You have Syria, a cataclysm of war and despair, Iraq, Lebanon, Yemen, Sudan, Libya, Venezuela, and Ukraine in crisis, and the Middle East beset by terrorism, and then you have the growing influence of Russia and Iran, and Russia is just an evil power. You don't need to look any further than Syria and Ukraine to see what Russia is really all about. It's so we've got to have our attention on the best strategy and our best ideals, our best foot forward as Americans, because as I've said many times, I really do feel like American foreign policy at its best does combine moral and strategic concerns. So it emphasizes both national security and global stability and human rights and political freedom. But, of course, we can't even touch on any of that if we're constantly focused on just ripping each other apart.
And constantly focused on this Russian boogeyman deal that, for the sake of trying to bring down this president, invalidate his presidency, we leave ourselves vulnerable. I mean, we are playing as a country, as a media, we're playing into the hands of Vladimir Putin, making him into a greater domestic threat than what he actually is. I mean, it was not that long ago, as you and I have discussed before, Ann, that Barack Obama laughed at Mitt Romney when Mitt Romney brought up the fact that in his assessment, Russia was our biggest threat, not climate warming, climate change.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you look at Obama, Clinton, and Kerry foreign policy, you could actually say, as I do in the Russian chapter of my book, there was a pro-Russian orientation in that policy. Mm-hmm. There was a very generous START treaty that was negotiated, way more generous than we needed to be in nuclear weapons. And, of course, now Russia's violating even that treaty. There was the dismantlement of our missile defenses in Eastern Europe to the dismay of Poland and the Czech Republic, which had stuck their necks out in agreeing to host our missile defenses on their soil. As I said, there was the degrading of our defenses and the failure to implement military modernization programs, which we desperately needed in order to counter Russia's robust military mobilization programs and military spending, and the weak and amoral response to Ukraine, and worst of all, in my opinion, during the Obama, Clinton, and Kerry years, was the total indifference to what I would consider Russia's actual evil policies in Syria. Mm. Russia's point in Syria was to prop up the Assad regime, one of the most cruel, devastating, and destabilizing regimes the world has ever seen, and rather than push back with all kinds of leverage that, because we're the United States, we do have, especially when we get together with our allies, we instead went along with one Russian plan after another for how to deal with Syria, and continued to do that even after the Russian Air Force started to attack innocent civilians from the sky in support of Assad.
Exactly.
So, we're focused on Russia here, but it really doesn't ring true until we focus on what Russia is doing around the world, which will come back to haunt us and our allies.
It they love the Obama administration. Look at the void they filled, to your point in all this.
Yes.
Their growing footprint in the Middle East, I mean, this is playing into their hands. And, of course, if you didn't see the evidence with the shooting down of an F-16 Israeli jet, what else do you need to see here?
Exactly.
I mean, this is all very ominous and very threatening. And again, if your head's not on straight and understanding what Vladimir Putin and the Russians are all about, you've got trouble here in River City. And no doubt under the previous administration, there was a grand delusion there. And this is why it's hard to understand why Vladimir Putin would want a Donald Trump in the White House and not Hillary Clinton. But that's another conversation. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. More from Dr. Pierce after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Getting America back on track.
I think I love you. I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, right, welcome back, America. Old David Cassidy. Kind of hard to say the late, great David Cassidy. Hard to think that he's already gone. Unbelievable. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman says it's the most dangerous corner in the world. Having watched Israel shoot down an Iranian drone from Syria, bomb an Iranian base in Syria, and lose one of its own F-16s to a Syrian missile, and after U.S. jets killed a bunch of Russian contractors who got too close to our forces in Syria, he says, I now think the Syria-Israeli-Lebanon front is the most dangerous corner in the world. With us is Dr. Ann Pierce. What do you make of that statement?
Oh, well, I think whether it's the most, it certainly is extremely dangerous. I mean, Syria is just beyond horrific now in terms of the atrocities which keep escalating, in terms of all the major world powers who are vying for territory and power and geopolitical influence there. And this, unfortunately, is what happens when you leave an utter and total vacuum in a place where atrocities and hostilities are spiraling out of control, especially a place so significant in the Middle East as Syria. And that is exactly what we did. We were morally and strategically inert while Assad assaulted civilians and pro-democracy rebels, and of course that created a vacuum into which ISIS and Iran and Russia and of course Hezbollah flowed, and now we see everyone there vying for position. So you have Israel and Iran at a point of extreme tension. As you said, Israel intercepted an Iranian drone that had infiltrated its airspace. And there's something really interesting about that, is that usually when incoming weaponry falls into Israel, it is from Iranian proxies like Hezbollah. But in this case, it was actually from the Iranian Guard Corps, Iran's own Iranian Guard Corps. So that shows an escalation in the Syria, Lebanon, and Israel corner of that conflict. And Israel responded with airstrikes on Syrian military positions. And then Syria shot down one of the aircraft, which crashed it back, one of Israel's aircraft, which then crashed back into Israel's territory. So that is obviously a major tension point.
And where did Syria get this technology on the drone?
Well, I know that Syria and Iran and Russia are, of course, all exchanging technology. And you can look at just the bad actors around the world and see that they're exchanging technology. North Korea is in on the action, exchanging technology with all of the above. So I actually don't have the answer to that, but
Well, but to your point, that they're all sharing information, and you mentioned North Korea. I mean, all this drone technology, which, you know, the United States has done a great job in perfecting, like any technology, sooner or later, the bad guys get it, and then it proliferates.
Exactly. And, you know, getting back to Syria, you mentioned the U.S. launching airstrikes on pro-regime, pro-Syrian regime forces in response to what they called an unprovoked attack on U.S. and coalition personnel. So that's another major hotspot. And then you have the U.S. and Turkey, tremendous tension between the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, mostly Kurdish, and the Turks in the northwest. So, yeah, you look around Syria, and it's no overstatement to say this is a place where tensions are extremely high, things are extremely unstable, and it's interesting to note that Iran, Russia, and Turkey all want the U.S. out. They all want the U.S. out. Now that ISIS is out of the way, they want the U.S. out.
Well, that's no big surprise. We knew that was going to happen.
Yep.
And, of course, now, as you mentioned, when the U.S. jet killed a bunch of Russian contractors, boy, that says something, I would think, to Vladimir Putin and really exacerbate the desire to have the U.S. out of there because they don't want that firepower.
Yeah, exactly. And you just find yourself praying that war does not escalate yet further, and yet also glad that there's pushback against mm-hmm. Iran and Russia to some extent. I mean, having said that, Iran's position and Russia's position are so enhanced because of Syria. They've so taken advantage of the deep stabilized situation in Syria and in Iraq. And the thing people in the foreign policy community would talk about and fear was that Iran would acquire a land bridge from Iran to Iraq to Syria to the Mediterranean. Well, now Iran does have that land bridge.
Right.
And Iran has more missiles than any other power, a largest ballistic missile force in the Middle mm-hmm. East. And Iran is consolidating its hold over Lebanon. And, of course, the Israel fears that this will start a war between Israel and Iran eventually. So, yeah, it's quite the mess.
Well, it's already started. But, you know, some listeners may think, Anne, here, that as long as Syria has been devastated, it's like, what is left? What's left for of Syria?
Yeah, it is devastated is the word. It is so sad. And in the meantime, Assad, with the support of Russia and Iran, continues its atrocities and starvation, sieges, and chemical weapons attacks against not only the anti-Assad rebels, but also on civilians. And it's such a desperate situation, and I could go on and on about mm-hmm. it. I'm passionate about it. But one example is you have civilians fleeing toward the Turkish border, and in the meantime, all Turkey cares about is closing that border.
Of course.
Because the U.S. has its Syrian Democratic Forces, which are mostly Kurdish, at the border. So mm-hmm. it's just such a... And then in the meantime, Turkey then turns around and is... launching its own brutal assault on not just the Kurds, but also on civilians who are stuck and trapped in that area. It's just so awful.
Well, Anne, if Assad survives, if he survives, his future is as a puppet, totally, isn't he? I mean, because he's been pretty much reduced to that already, but even more so should he survive.
Assad?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has taken advantage of this war, and Iran and Russia are in the driver's seat. The way in which Assad is still ruling the roost is that these atrocities, which are some of the worst the world has ever seen, continue, because that is the tone that Assad sets. Mm-hmm. Once you're aligned with Assad, you are aligned with the idea that a human is not a human, and that anything you do for the sake of power and staying in power is all right. And so in that sense, Assad still rules the roost because... Mm-hmm.
But no doubt he's beholden to Russia absolutely. And Iran in this whole deal, is he not?
Absolutely, yes.
No. So that's a scary thought. I mean, it's like, okay, so you've gone from a civil war, and now you've sold your soul to Vladimir Putin and the Ayatollah.
Exactly.
It's pretty crazy stuff. Where do we go from here, Anne? We got about 30 seconds left.
We need to push back more against Russia using the moral and strategic tools we have at our disposal. And we need to really think about what our broader Iran strategy is going to be. And not fall prey to this idea of deconfliction zones in Syria, because there is no such thing. That's just used for Russia and Iran to hit civilians.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a thousand times.
Bill Martinez, Lana.
Bill Martinez here. If you want to drop me an email, we always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. I got to tell you, the flu has been around. It seems like it's come early. And they tell me we still haven't reached the peak. And it has been, seemingly anyway, with some reports, it's been rather voracious, if I might say that. So with winter, ready or not, here comes the cold and the flu season. When temperatures drop and we spend more time indoors, the likelihood of contracting the flu or a cold increases. When it comes to the flu, the first 24 to 48 hours, they tell me, of a cold flu are critical to diagnosing symptoms before it's too late. This year's flu virus is expected to be worse than usual, and while the flu vaccine generally reduces the risk of the overall population contracting influenza by 40 to 60%, this year's shot isn't much help in protecting people from one of the most active severe strains circulating. That's the H3N2 virus. And here to break it down for us is Dr. Heather Hawthorne, board-certified family practice physician with Doctors on Demand. Dr. Heather, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing
doing well. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to be talking about this. This flu season has already started, and it's come out with a vengeance, it seems. Or am I misperceiving that?
You are absolutely right. It is a particularly nasty cold and flu season. I know at Doctor on Demand, in the last less than 3 weeks, we've seen almost 250% increase in flu-related calls. So it's out there, it's everywhere all at once, much earlier than in typical seasons.
Well, for those of us that are out there, I tell you, it's like we're all turning into germaphobes. I never thought I'd be one, but I've become one. I'm real cautious about, you know, obvious things, you know, being around people who are sick. And it still is amazing to me when people are sick that they don't hunker down. They just go and intermingle and spread their love with everybody.
It's so true. You've got to do some things on your own to try to protect yourself, because those around you aren't going to do it for you. So definitely, you know, you mentioned the flu vaccine not being as awesome as we would love it to be. But I'll tell you, the flu vaccine does make a difference. Even if it doesn't prevent you from getting the strain that's circulating right now in your community, usually if you've had the flu vaccine, your symptoms don't get quite as severe. So less complications, less hospitalization. So step one, go get a flu shot. Hopefully, Bill, you got yours.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it's not too late. Flu season typically doesn't peak till February. It lingers through March. So definitely lots of time for potential exposure. So go get a flu shot.
Okay, so that's number one. You said you got five tips for us, so I'm going to count them down because that's the way my brain works.
Okay, yeah. So number one, get the flu shot. The second thing, wash your hands. Wash frequently, as often as you can. If you don't have soap and sink available, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers work well in a pinch. Also, number three would be keeping your hands off of your face. I'm guilty. I'm constantly touching my nose, my eyes, my mouth, propping my cheek on my hand. That's a fast way to get those germs into the respiratory tract where these viruses really take hold. So you definitely need to do that. As far as prevention, those are the biggies. But two other things that are important, be prepared. If you do get sick, have your medicine cabinet stocked. You're not going to feel like navigating the pharmacy aisles when you get hit with the flu so abruptly. And then have a plan for how you're going to get medical care if you do get the flu. It's not going to be an option for everybody to go to a local clinic just due to the exhausting wait times at most clinics around the country right now because of this flu epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm doing a lot of traveling these days, and of course, traveling in flu season is always a challenge, and it's almost to the point, Heather, that I want to wear a mask. What's your advice here with those of us that find ourselves in these airplanes where everything, you know, all the air is circulated and, everybody's sharing everything?
Well, I'll tell you what I did yesterday when I was flying. First thing I do is wipe down the surfaces, the seat belts, the tray table, the armrest, everything you're going to touch. I use, antimicrobial wipes.
Right.
Definitely carry your alcohol-based hand sanitizer with you. Use that regularly. Another thing that's really important, viruses thrive in these cooler, dry environments, which are very dry on an airplane. So I always tell my frequent travelers to use nasal saline spray while they're actually traveling. A lot of times you can feel it. You can feel your sinuses just kind of burning because the air quality is, you know, so dry. So that's another thing that can help protect you to some extent. And then as soon as you get off the plane, the first thing I do is go wash my hands.
Right, exactly. Well, good advice. I'm going to take you up on that. You've added a couple that I hadn't thought about that. Because I do have some of that saline. So I've been using that as well. And so far, so good. And before, I don't know, maybe my immunity is getting stronger. But some of us, go through, we're just a little bit more vulnerable than others. And I have been in the past years. I mean, it just seems like anybody that comes near me with any kind of flu or cold, I get attracted to what they have. But I've been been a little bit better in the last year and a half, so that's been good. Heather, you mentioned medicines that we should have a stock of. What exactly do you recommend?
Well, nasal saline saline spray is one of the first things I tell patients to start as soon as they feel a little nasal congestion, any rawness in the back of the throat or sinuses. So definitely have that on hand. You're going to want to have Mucinex or the generic equivalent available. It's that icky, sticky, thick mucus that makes us feel miserable when we get these illnesses. And that mucus is a good place to trap bacteria where you end up with secondary infections after a cold. So that's important. Pain relievers, fever reducers, so acetaminophen, ibuprofen, those kinds of things, especially for the flu, because you do typically get high fevers and extreme body aches. Mm-hmm. One thing a lot of people don't think about, nasal steroids, we think of Flonase and Nasacort for seasonal allergies, but they're really good for the congestion that you get with these cold and flu-type illnesses. And then the fifth thing that I always tell people to have on hand, it's not a medicine, but it's a thermometer. You really want to know how high your temperatures are going. You know, how high are those fevers? That's often, you know, the key indicator of, is this just a bad cold or do you have influenza? And if it's influenza, you've got to act fast in order to get on the appropriate treatment.
Yeah, and it lets you know if you're winning the fight or losing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good indicator. You also talk, and of course, I got to tell you, my experience with Doctors on Demand has just been outstanding, and I highly recommend having that connection. You have bailed me out of so many situations, and there's nothing like it when you are, you know, you're in need of some counsel and advice, and you know, you pick up the phone and there you are. But you also recommend that we need to consult a physician when you feel sick.
You really do. Especially with the flu, you have to act fast. You have about 48 hours from that first symptom developing for the prescription Tamiflu. That's the antiviral that we use to help with the flu. After that first 48 hours, it's not very effective. So if you're not sure, you know, if it's just a cold, we're not going to think you're a wimp for calling in. We're going to give you some advice for that as well. But you really do need to see someone, and that's the beauty of telemedicine. What I do, no matter where you are, we're right there with you. You know, we're available 24/7, 365, and so it's really easy when it's convenient for you, even if you don't feel like getting out of bed, you can give us a call and get really good medical advice and treatment when appropriate.
Well, what's the key indicator? I mean, the clock is starting, you know, you got 48 hours here, and you think, well, it's just a cold. But what tells you that maybe it's the flu and you need to take the next step?
There are a few things. Obviously, we talk about high fever. It's usually a cold. You're not going to get much, if any, of a fever, and it's going to be pretty short-lived. The severe body aches, yeah, with a cold, you're going to feel pretty run down, but that's several days into it. And then I think the real telltale sign is how abruptly you come down with the illness. You get hit very hard, very quickly with influenza. I have patients that call, and they know the exact minute of the day that they got the flu just because they just immediately felt wiped out. So I would say those three things, if you're feeling any of that, you want to talk with the doctor right away.
Well, Dr. Heather Hawthorne, where can our listeners go for more information?
DrOnDemand.com. You can learn more about our services, the conditions we treat, the insurances we take. Even if you don't have insurance, you can always pay out of pocket. DrOnDemand.com.
There it is, Dr. Heather Hawthorne, a board-certified family physician working in the Los Angeles, California area, where I'm heading on a plane. So I'm heading west from Florida here very soon. So, Dr. Hawthorne, again, thank you so much. Good stuff here.
Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by the American Ag Board and the Ag Nutrition Center. February is American Heart Month, a perfect time to examine your dietary choices and determine if you are making the right decisions for your heart. You may not think of eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, but this nutrient powerhouse is a perfect pair to whole grains, vegetables, and other heart-healthy foods. Decades of research have demonstrated that healthy adults can enjoy eggs without impacting their risk of heart disease. In fact, a recent study suggests eating one egg a day may reduce risk of stroke by 12%. Dr. Tia M. Raines, Executive Director at the Egg Nutrition Center.
Everyone loves the taste and convenience of eggs, and they should feel good about eating them, too. One large egg has varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals and high-quality protein, all for 70 calories. And don't toss the yolk. It contains most of the egg's nutrients, including choline, which has been linked to brain health.
For more information on eggs and an overall heart-healthy diet, visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison.
the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, it's a roller coaster of love. I mean, that's probably what the DACA recipients feel like, you know, I'm telling you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Andrea Kay, Cooler Talk time. It's so hot around the Cooler Talk. Are you just pouring water all over everybody to cool them off here, AK?
Baby, I don't think water is going to douse the flames. I think it's almost like a grease fire. We need a bucket of baking soda. Isn't that what they tell you to do to put out a grease fire? Dump a bucket of baking soda or flour?
Yeah, I think we need, we need one of those big airplanes loaded with baking powder. Maybe we can put it out. Hey, and by the way, we jumped in this so quickly, I didn't even get a chance to salute you properly. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you, darling. In fact, you're the first person to wish me a happy Valentine's Day, and I'm glad it came from you.
Well, what do you mean? Where's the husband unit at? What's he doing? He's not awake.
He's off at work, David.
Oh, he's off at
work because you got to have a job if you want to be with me. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you probably missed the post-it note. I'm sure he left a post-it note there on the mirror for you. I'm covering his six. Is what I'm doing here. You know.
You are doing a dang good job of it.
Okay. Hey, doing what we can. Absolute madness that's going on here. You know, you and I have talked about this repeatedly. Donald Trump has become the exposer in chief. I mean, he is exposing the deep state, all these, incongruities within the party itself. And the thing is, it's frustrating about this, AK, and I want conservatives to hold the line here in terms of their voting power. do not lose faith. I mean, we need reinforcements there in the White House of people of like mind. Yes, we've changed, the venue there in the Oval Office, and things are changing. But keep in mind, the deep state, the Democrats, the resistance movement, which we have members, and we're sadly realizing loud and clear now that there are people wearing the home jerseys that are, you know, joining the away team here and working against the cause and doing everything they can to invalidate the presidency of one Donald Trump.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was talking about this on my show, because when the budget came out, when they signed that big bloated budget deal last Friday, and then on Monday, President Trump came out with wanting to do more spending, people were like, wait a second. Yeah, President Trump has exposed a lot. What he's exposed is that the Republican Party is just as much about big spending as the left. And people were concerned that what it also exposed was President Trump's desire for big spending as well. And, you know, we have been hearing for a long time that we needed more players on our team. That was going to solve the problem. In 2010, it was give us the House and we'll be able to stop President Obama's agenda. We gave them the House and they said, oh, well, you know, now we need the Senate. Then they got the Senate and the House, and they said that wasn't enough. They need the presidency. And then, of course, in 2012, they put up Romney,
right.
Mr. The architect of Obama.
That'll remain a mystery forever for me, how he did not get elected.
Yeah. And now that when they're in the majority, they say we just don't have enough seats. It seems like when they're in the minority, they say the solution is to give them more seats. And when they're in the majority, they say the solution is to give them more seats. When the reality is they don't have to have 60 votes. Mm-hmm. That is a rule that they are not obligated to honor. And people are starting to lose faith. And, and maybe that's why we lost a special election in Florida that went to a Democrat in a very Republican area on a special election. So, if they want to do big spending, fine, Bill, they got to start doing some cuts.
Without a doubt. Well, you can't have one without the other. I thought it was interesting that when it came to regulations, remember the president said for every new one, they were going to eliminate two. Now it's like a 21, 22 to one cut. Okay, great job on regulations. Well, what about the budget? Everybody has said from Paul Ryan on down, including this president, that the deficit was a huge issue. And that we were mortgaging our future, and forget it, it's not even ours anymore. We're down to our grandkids, and we're getting ready to go into our great-great-grandkids the way this is going. So no fiscal discipline. Big government is abounding, and it's alive and well. And so, this whole deal when, Bill Clinton said the era of big government is over, I think he meant just the opposite.
Well, it seemed as though he meant it, and it seemed as though at the time the Republicans, that was back when Democrats were actually Democrats, not, pick your ism, were not socialist, they weren't Marxist or socialist, and it's back when Republicans were actually Republicans. Now it's like Republicans are Democrats and Democrats are socialists. Mm-hmm. That's how far left we've gone. You know, that was at a time when the Contract for America worked and, things were, we had a budget surplus supposedly, although there's always been kind of Enron math going on with our numbers.
Well, the deal is, if you take the money away from... But if you take the money away from the military, which the Clinton administration did, it left us pretty empty-handed that when we went to war after 9/11, look what we went with. You know, the kids are sending us letters back home saying, hey, go to Home Depot, get us some sheet metal because we need to reinforce our Humvees. What? What are you talking about?
Right.
And this is the kind of stuff that's been taking place. And here, in a sense, the generals have been, the clarion call, and the Republicans are responding. And, why is the military just a Republican pet issue? Last time I checked, it isn't like the military says, hey, we're only fighting to defend the Republican cause.
Well, that's because the left is part of wants an open border society. They want one world government. The left doesn't want us to be. The left wants us to be kowtowing to everybody around the world. They sees us as America as the force for bad, and everybody else the force for good. It's like they don't even understand that we have enemies out there in the world. So why would we need a military force to fight people that they don't seem to have a problem with?
Right.
Number one, and number two, you're right about Bill Clinton and the military spending. The left's whole agenda is about the open border, bringing people here who can't speak the language, can't people, you know, get a job and work among society, and they, you know, we've got to have big government spending on entitlements. That's where they want the money to go, because that's what gives them power.
Exactly. That's what gets them the votes. Well, memo to the Democratic Party from Dan Coats yesterday, the Director of National Intelligence, made it real clear. No exception, no question about it. The United States is under attack. And I got to tell you, while we're under attack, the mainstream media at all are more concerned about this alleged Russian collusion. It's all a diversity. I mean, a distraction, not a diversity.
Yes.
It's all a distraction to what the issue on hand is. I mean, all the money, special counsel, all this stuff that we're doing, for what? To do everything they can to get President Trump out of there. They want to they want to neuter him. And if they can't invalidate him and impeach him, they want to neuter him to where he is totally useless and inert.
Exactly. That's a great point. And going, what I was saying is they don't view the rest of the world as enemies. Remember when President Obama mocked Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Talking about Russia being an enemy and foes. They don't care about Russia. They don't care about our election integrity. If they did, they would care about Hillary Clinton hijacking the DNC and stealing the primary nomination away from Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, but where is the evidence that Russia did any meddling besides working with Hillary Clinton to try to interfere with the election through the dossier and the dirt that she paid for through GPS. Well, the FBI outsourced, apparently, the investigation into the Russian meddling by allowing some Ukrainian company that the Hillary Clinton people paid for. That's the only evidence so far that's been presented. And at the time, we were told 17 agencies all agreed Russian meddled. No, all of them went along and took the word for the FBI, who never actually looked at the servers. And we have Republicans out there saying, yes, Russia meddled in the election. Show me the proof.
Yes.
Because the only proof I see so far is that the only Russian meddling involved Hillary Clinton. Mm. That's it.
Why wouldn't they control the servers? Why wouldn't they, when they knew that Uma Abedin's personal computer, her laptop, in the hands of Andy of Weiner, her husband, now her divorced husband, former husband, I should say, divorced husband, but former husband, why wouldn't they, get control of that? I mean, this whole thing is a mess. And then meanwhile, oh yeah, let's write a memo. Here you got Susan Rice once again, Miss Integrity. You know, she's just been so honest to it. You know, you just cannot doubt her integrity. Writes a memo to herself saying, the president says, do this according to the book. According to the book. You know, and is, well, why are you? You know, it smells. That's all.
Of course. Colonel Jessup, if everybody always follows your orders, why would have Santiago been in danger?
Exactly.
If they always did everything by the book, why would he call everybody in? I got to remind y'all to do everything by the book like you all did. Memo to me, create a paper trail to make it look like we're doing everything on the up and up. I mean, it absolutely stinks.
Yes.
You know, the FBI doesn't need to go very far to find the crooks involved in meddling in our elections and trying to overturn free and fair elections, because they're in the building and they're also over at the White House.
Right.
I mean, this is a... To me, you're right. This is all a deflection. And speaking of, if they were so concerned about our systems being hacked, remember when China hacked in and stole the identities of government workers going back 40 years?
Right. Exactly.
They don't care about China.
It's all a ruse. It's all a ruse. It doesn't serve their particular agenda. But now, they've got they're trying to tie up the Trump administration into everything. I mean, it's just absolutely endless. And I think, you know, all the money and attention that is taken away from the real problems that we have. And, the mainstream media, congressmen and women that we are paying for are all part and parcel to the problem. And they're not part of the solution here. And they're putting us all at risk, AK.
That's right. They are. The American people are on to them.
Well, say goodnight, because we got to leave it right there and wrap it up. Happy Valentine's Day. Let it be a lovely one for you, okay? All right, you take
care.
All right, bye-bye.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill?
Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.